3, 2, 1. Good evening, and welcome once again to another session in the Training Center. It's wonderful to be teaching you out of this particular book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. I want to let you know that we cannot possibly every time cover all of the chapters. Each semester is different. I want to encourage you to read the fullness of this book and also the other book, Catching the Waves of Revival. Be a student of the Word. Tonight we're going to share with you out of chapter 10, which is moving in the gift of the word of knowledge. Moving in the gift of the word of knowledge. Foundations for operating in the word of knowledge. In revision, we know that prophecy comes to us in seven ways. Number one, when we receive the actual words of a message. Number two, when we receive the sense or the sensing of a message. Number three, when we receive the first words of a message. Number four, when we receive a vision and an interpretation. Number five, when we receive a message through a song. And number six, when we receive a rhema word through the remembrance of Scripture. And finally, number seven, when we receive an activation through the prophetic anointing of others. The word of knowledge comes, watch this, the word of knowledge comes supernaturally, as does prophecy. However, it does not always come in the same way as prophecy. Establishing the highway of prophecy is essential to enable the progressive development of the gift of the word of knowledge. A person must develop the seven ways of receiving prophecy until prophecy is flowing freely and coming forth abundantly in its contents and is progressively established in truth. This ensures our ability to receive God's word continuously. How to minister the word of knowledge. Number one, first we receive certain facts. Now watch this. First we receive certain facts of who? The Holy Spirit. That means it could not have been known to anybody but him. Go ahead. And you. Go ahead. These facts. Now watch this. These facts that come from the Holy Spirit are not accumulated or acquired knowledge. Guesswork is totally foreign to the operation of this gift. These facts are people related. They revolve around people's life and their life situation. These facts concern the past or the present happenings of their lives. The incidents or the situations revealed cover either a person's past life, a person's past experiences, or a present involvement, or a present environment. We need to receive a work of confirmation within our hearts to ascertain these facts received are of the Lord. We do not speak out the gift of the word of knowledge in doubt and hope that God will confirm it. God does not confirm our doubts. The Holy Spirit will bear witness to our spirits if the revelations that we're speaking forth are true. Romans 8:16. Now notice this. The Spirit himself, notice, beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. It is this type of sensitivity to the Holy Spirit that reduces all doubt and uncertainty. A person must be able to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit apart from other voices. Now that can only come through what? Intimacy. See, I'm a child of the 70s. So there was a group called, the Shalites. Mm-hmm. The Shalites talked about writing a letter to themselves. Y'all remember that? Huh? The Shalites. Now, you say, why you bring that up? Because it's there. I hear her voice everywhere I go. Huh? Y'all know the rest? On the streets and even at the picture show. Have you seen it? Uh-huh. Then there was another one say, write a letter, write another letter. Y'all remember that? Now, I bring that up to illustrate this point. Whenever I'm reading a book by Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr., guess whose voice I hear? Apostle's voice. Because I've heard his voice for well over 24 years now, consistently and constantly. When I read his book, it's him speaking to me. If you get a letter from your wife or from your child, it amazes me that as you're reading that letter that came from them, you hear their voice as you're reading it. Well, if you would spend time with the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't be wondering if it's him, you, or some other voice. For you, I'm not talking about being familiar. I'm talking about being intimate with, that you know. Not an imitator. You listening? But hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit is the most important aspect of a believer's life. You listening? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So hearing the voice of the Spirit. Why do I say hearing the voice of the Spirit? Because in St. John chapter number 16, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will only speak that which he hears and then make it known unto us. You listening? So it's important to know his voice because he's only going to speak to us what God hears. What he hears come from God. The words, money coming, that was given to the founder and the apostle of this school of ministry. Those words, money cometh, I don't understand why people don't understand this. He couldn't have made those words up. Money cometh. You listening? These two words came from God to him for us. He had to hear those words. And when he heard those words, now we see the manifestations and demonstrations. Are you listening? Of what those two words mean. Are you listening? Because we're seeing others who have heard his voice. You listening? He heard what the Holy Spirit said, and we're hearing what the Holy Spirit said to him. You listening? See, because when the Holy Spirit spoke those words to him, you listening? It was God putting words in his mouth for us. So actually, money coming is God speaking to us, and you need not be afraid of money. The Bible doesn't say money is evil. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So if you're afraid of money, you're not going to get much done in this life. Because everything in this life, are you listening, requires a plenty of it. We can't be afraid, children. And we can't trust in uncertain riches. Go ahead. Establishing the highway of prophecy helps us to develop a degree of sensitivity. We must be quick in judging the source, knowing the confirmation of the Holy Spirit, and gaining confidence in speaking the words forth that he gave to us. We must know what to do. We must know what to do with these revealed facts. Not all words of knowledge must be spoken. You got that? See, when you're flowing and functioning in these gifts, you got to know. Not all words of knowledge got to be spoken. Go ahead. Sometimes God may want you to speak it out. Or at other times, God may want you to pray about this life situation. Occasionally, God may want you to call the person out and to minister to him or her. We must do according to the prompting or the leading of the Holy Spirit in what God tells us with the revealed facts. When moving in this gift, always minister the word of knowledge and do not just speak it out as information. This is not information. These are words that came from God. You listening to me? See, prophecy is the gateway because prophecy is a divine utterance in a known language. You listening to me? To function effectively in the gift of the word of knowledge, it must flow through the prophecy gate. So if we don't develop in the simple gift of prophecy, how we want to go on to the word of knowledge? Go ahead. God wants ministers and not reporters. You heard that? God wants ministers and not reporters. A reporter is just going to state facts. A minister got ink on the facts. This is what the Lord had said concerning this situation. Go ahead. Sometimes we communicate the revealed facts as though we are only informing the people concerning that we know these things about them. This style of communication does not inspire or produce corresponding faith actions. Thus, the people will only respond passively. See, they got to know this is what God said. Go ahead. Our speaking forth must be faith inspired to motivate the people to respond immediately and also positively. Sometimes the operator of the gift of the word of knowledge receives a sensation or a sense of pain or ache or in his or her own body, especially when the word of knowledge is accompanied with the gifts of healing. Let not the operator of the gift misunderstand the means of revelation that is coming to him and make it as his own physical ailment. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading and wait on our gifts with alertness. Lastly, The word of knowledge can come through what? A vision. we may see the person or persons involved and see the details of the events surrounding him in picture form, describing the picture as we see it and ministering to that heed will release the person involved in the same way as we would minister through other avenues of the word of knowledge. Now, I've been around these things. I've been around my spiritual grandfather, the prophet, Kenneth E. Hagin, my spiritual father, Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. Leroy Thompson said, I have seen these things in manifestation. You can't get a pain in your arm and think, okay, no. You listening? They'll call it out. They'll say, someone, you got a pain here. You got a pain in your knee. You got a pain in your neck. You listening? You got tingling in your hands, something. God will speak those things. You didn't have it before you got up there. So know how to flow and don't be afraid like something is happening to you. How to increase the impact. Minister in faith. Received it by revelation. Use strong prophetic into the gift of prophecy and launch it. Get people to respond as they are hearing, even in their seats. Stir up their faith to respond how they are hearing. Faith is the product of the human spirit. With thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him up from the dead, thou shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Go ahead. Follow up on this operation later on, if necessary. Not everyone knows how to receive directly from God. Some are so used to being personally ministered to by men that they often wait for an altar call. If we want to follow up with an altar call, we need first to encourage those who've already received their miracle to come forward and to testify. This enriches the faith of others at the altar. And it also confirms to those sitting that they can receive their miracles right where they are as long as faith is active and miracles will confirm it. Now this, I'm going to give you a workable definition of the gift of the word of knowledge. It is the Holy Spirit. Now notice that supernatural revelations of the mind of Christ concerning certain facts of the past and present of a person. It is the supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit of certain facts in the mind of who? God. Now, I'm going to give you some Old Testament examples of the gift of the word of knowledge, and I'm going to share, if time permits, personally how these things have worked even in my own life. Go ahead. A word of knowledge given to warn a king of the enemy's plan. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 9 through 12. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither are there the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and he saved himself there, not once, not even twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, or because of this thing. And he called unto him his servants and said unto them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king. Uh-oh, here we go. But Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, he telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in your bed. What? In your bed? You mean God was in your, what? Bed chamber. You listening, huh, children? Very important. Go ahead. Every time Syria set up an ambushment against Israel, the prophet of God revealed their plans to the king of Israel. Finally, the king of Syria called his cabinet together and said, there must be a traitor among us who's given us away. The king's servants replied, no, there's no traitor among us, but there is a prophet of God that's in Israel that tells the king what you speak in your bedchambers. This information regarding the ambushments of Syria was a supernatural revelation. The prophet Elisha could not have known the enemy's plan. He was not in Syria, but the enemy's plans were revealed to him supernaturally through the word of knowledge, and his country was saved from danger. See, now all of these things are good and great, right, children? Right? We read them in the scriptures. We know they are true. What's the next one? The word of knowledge used to help recover lost property. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3 and 4, and verse 6, and verses 19 and 20. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul his son, take now one of the servants with thee, and arise and go seek the asses. And he passed through Mount Ephraim, and he passed through the land of Shalisha, but they found them not. Then they passed through the land of Shalim, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they found them not. And he said unto him, behold now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is a what? Honorable man. All that he says cometh surely to pass. That's the kind of people we want to be around. Because I think what has happened in the body of Christ and why so many people get discouraged is because people are speaking words that never manifest. And blame it, I know y'all not gonna like me much after I say this, blame it on the person that they spoke it to. I'm about to help y'all right now. Are you listening? We have to quit doing that. When we really hear from God and say, thus says the Lord, huh? Look for it. See, the prophet Samuel, God told him, I'm not going to let none of your words fall to the ground. You know what that means? When he speak what God say, bank on it. Go ahead, daughter. Now let us go thither. Peradventure, he can show us our way that we should go. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for you shall eat with me today and tomorrow, and I will let thee go, and I will tell thee. Oh, my goodness, the prophet can tell me all that's in my heart. I said, the prophet can tell me all that is in my heart. I'm about to help y'all. The prophet can tell you stuff, and he ain't even talk to you. But the one who talked to him can talk to you. Go ahead. Now, watch what he says. And as for thy asses that were lost three, how you know they was lost 3 days ago? And as for thy asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not your mind on them, for they are what? The prophet was nowhere around the asses. How you know that? Because God knows. And when God reveals, now Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God can do nothing except he reveal his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Are you listening? That's why prophets have to walk heavily in the gift of the word of wisdom and the gift of the word of knowledge and special faith and discerning of spirits. That's okay. You might not like it, but don't be walking around here calling yourself something you're not. Are you listening? We got too much of that in the body of Christ. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to go around telling nobody anything that God didn't say. Because, see, if prophecy is a divine utterance that come from God, you're listening, and I tell you God said these kind of things, then you could find yourself lying on God. So don't try to be spiritual to tell somebody something just because you like them. Be sure God talked to you to talk to them. That's powerful. You listening? Now, I'll give you an example. There was a young man in the fellowship that I oversee. And he comes up to me and he tells me that he's about to be laid off from his job. This was right around Christmas time, the Christmas holiday season. And he comes to me and he tells me these words. And he says, Dad, I'm about to be laid off from my job. And so I just wanted you to know because I'll have to look for another. Now, these words came to me. And see, when the word of the Lord come to you, you have to be bold about it. And I said to him, I'll tell you exactly what I tell him. Go tell your boss that the prophet in the city of Gretna says, you have been doing this for a long time. Thank you for your enthusiasm. This is not the first time you've done this. See, a lot of these companies love to oppress people of color and think they can get away with it. But God, even in this day, is revealing that he's dealing with the oppressors. Are you listening? And so I told him, go tell your boss that judgment is upon him. Go tell him. Judgment is upon him because he done did this more than one time. You listening? Well, the young man left and went to his wife and told his wife and said, man, pastor told me to go tell my boss this. I can't go tell my boss this. He might fire me on the spot. And I need that money for to get these Christmas presents this year. Well, that was on a Sunday morning when I ministered that to him. Well, we have service again on Wednesday, and he shows up, and I'm teaching the word of God, and God says to me, ask him, did he go tell? the man what I told him, his boss. So I say, son, did you tell the boss what God told you to tell him? He said, oh, no, I couldn't do that, Dad. I was afraid. I was afraid I was going to get fired on the spot. I say, son, go tell a man. Now, you know, that might sound kind of cheeky to you. You afraid I'm going to tell you to go tell the man. Well, you see, if God is in it, if God is in it, he's trying to get something to you. You listening? So he finally got enough courage the next day, go knock on the door, ask his boss, could he see you? And of course, his boss said, yeah, okay, what do you want, young man? And this is what he told the man, exactly what I told him. He said, the prophet in the city of Gretna told me to tell you these words. You've been doing this for a long time, but God said you're under judgment. Y'all ready for this? He said, his boss started crying. His boss started crying, tears rolling from his eyes, but it didn't stop there. He said, young man, hold it right there. I got to go upstairs. I'll be right back. He goes upstairs to his superiors and talked to them. Say, we can't get rid of this young man. Came back down. Y'all ready for this? With a promotion for him. See how God works? He always does exceedingly abundantly above. He always does exceeding abundantly above all that. See, if he had not listened, you follow what I'm saying? He couldn't have saw what God did. I didn't know that his boss was doing that. You listening? That was specific to what his boss had done, and he got promoted out of it. You ready for this? And it went a step farther. His boss got moved to another plant, and his boss say, I'm taking you with me. Somebody need to act like God. See, look, I don't mind giving you examples out the Bible, but God speak these things to us today. And these are not show off us gifts. These gifts are manifestations of the Spirit to let people know God is real. He's omniscient. He knows all. And he only reveals to us the part he wants us to know. So y'all just like with the woman at the well, we went through that. When Jesus said, go call your husband, and she said, I have none. Jesus said, you said, well, you don't have none. Huh? He said you had five husbands, and the one you're with is not your husband. How would Jesus know that? But now I got to say this. When the gift of the word of knowledge or the gift of the word of wisdom, any gifts of the Spirit that are in manifestation must always be functioned in love. Why? Because if you're trying to draw attention to yourself, you're going to get in the error. Are you listening to me? Love must always be the motivating factor. And when love is the motivating factor, the recipient can receive it no matter how bad it may sound to somebody else. Y'all know in today's vernacular, the church would have said, oh, man, he's so, what's that word they use? He showed threw shade on her. He sure made her look. No, Jesus did not tell that woman that. You listening? He did not tell that woman that. Other than to reveal to her just how deep God's love is. I know you. I know you by name. I know the hairs that on your head, even if you're dying, I know it's gray. And I know how many gray ones up there. And mixed if it's mangled. Are you listening? Think. And if you died blind, I know it all. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, daughter. Remember that the revelation that the word of knowledge brings, it is never about the future. See, that's the gift of the what? Word of wisdom. You listening? That's how you have to learn how to differentiate these gifts. Desire spiritual gifts. Desire them. Desire them. You listening? But rather that you prophesy. We talked about that already. Go ahead. The word of knowledge. The word of knowledge brings revelation concerning things past or present. Y'all got it? Amen. So enjoy your evenings. We'll see you the next time.